The scripture reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I believe you are diligently storing up goodness. As you feel the love of God and of the shepherd, the more of goodness you store up, the closer you like to come close to God and to the Lord and to the shepherd, right? But I would like to ask you whether the storing up is for your satisfaction or for to, you know, show off yourself. You should feel happy as you pile up in the goodness, and you should consider whether your inner goodness can, you know, look good to the eyes of God. Enoch loved to pile up, in the goodness. Even though he grew up in many brothers and sisters, he was the one, you know, who loved his parents most, and he obeyed his parents well. As you listen to senior pastors' message about Enoch, many people are storing up goodness, right? You should remember that Enoch loved to yield to others. He didn't want to be recognized. He didn't try to be praised. You pile up goodness, but in the part of your heart, if you wish to be praised, if you want to be recognized, or if you don't feel happy when others are praised, it means something is not right. It means you cannot bring out good, you know, fruit of goodness later on. If you feel, you know, ill feelings when you are not recognized as you pile up your goodness, it means you are not piling up goodness. You rather pile up your greed and self-motives. Matthew 12:35, our Lord said, "The good man brings out of his good treasure what is good, and the evil man brings out of his evil treasure what is evil." In the spiritual realm, the accounting is precise. Enoch started to walk with God since his age was in the 65. Because the goodness that he had piled up in the field, that reached the measure. And then Joseph also became the prime minister of Egypt at the age of 30. He kept on piling up goodness until he became age of 30. And then when it's reached the measure of, goodness that he stored up reached the measure that Father God had said, he became the prime minister. He was sold to Egypt as a slave, but he piled up goodness for 13 years. Then he became prime minister. Well, he could have, given out evil. He could have, complained against his brothers who sold him to Egypt as a slave. Well, even though he was in a pretty bad situation, even though he was in a situation, he could have very, ill feelings against his brothers, he didn't give up. He piled up goodness in his heart. He took advantage of the time, and he tried to understand the heart of his brothers. He found himself and changed himself. Even though he was imprisoned after wrongfully accused, he didn't, give up on himself. No, he was accused, wrongfully accused. And it was the prison where the politicians were imprisoned. Generally speaking, it is difficult to deal with those inmates in prisons than dealing with normal people. There were many people who were full of evil, begrudge, and harsh talking. However, in this, in a bad situation, since he believed in God, he piled up goodness. I received much grace from this message. When the goodness of Joseph bypassed the standard or the measure of justice, Father God worked in a dream of King Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. When, you know, Joseph's, you know, goodness that he piled up reached the measure that Father God had said, Father God worked right away. Then Joseph could become the prime minister of Egypt, and he became the next to the king. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we don't grow weary." So we have to pile up goodness until it reaches the measure that Father God has set, while discovering ourselves and changing ourselves. To store up goodness, you should have the self-sacrificing heart. Dictionary defines sacrifice as to give up oneself or what one has for others or for a goal. If you don't sacrifice yourself, even though you may say you are piling up goodness, it is rather to show off or to boast of yourself. When you are not recognized, you got disheartened. So, sacrifice is very important when you pile up goodness. In order to sacrifice yourself perfectly for storing up goodness, first, you should be able to take a loss for others. One of the attributes of evil is to do something for your own benefit. You don't want to lose something. Even though you try to store up goodness, you follow your old self. When you were a kid, you know, when you were eating with your brothers or sisters, you always try to eat more. You always try to get better things. Even though your parents, you know, divided something equally among your brothers, you felt like, you know, something that belongs to your elder brother is bigger than yours. If you have this kind of heart, you cannot store up perfect goodness. You cannot make perfect sacrifice. You have to fervently pray to get rid of this kind of heart. You should try to give better to others. You have to understand and recognize others from the depths of your heart and treasure them. The heart of, you know, taking a loss means you shouldn't have any heart of wishing others could, you know, sacrifice themselves for you. You should yield to others. You should take a loss. You have to reach out your hand. You have to understand others first. It is you who has to take a loss, and it is others who must get benefit from your sacrifice. So I will mention some examples so that you can check yourself whether you sacrifice yourself by taking a loss for others. The first one is about a financial loss. One of the reasons why you cannot sacrifice yourself is that you are self-centered. There was a sister. She met a friend who is quite wealthy. Whenever they dine out, you know, her friend, who is wealthy, you know, paid for her. But, you know, she took it for granted because, you know, she was wealthier than she is. And then she envied her. Well, I could be, you know, wealthy like, you know, she is, even though she said thank you, you know. She thought, you know, if I were wealthy like she is, then I could do the same thing. You know, sometimes, you know, the wealthy friend, you know, gave her money to buy something, and then she said, you know, well, you're wealthy, you know, why do I want to, you know, why try to get some even changes, you know, only just a little bit left. That, you know, I mean, she now has another friend. She is poor. She and her friend, you know, had to, that poor friend had to support her family. And then she lives far from the church, and then she has to, you know, change buses to come to church. But when they dine out, sometimes, you know, her friend, you know, were short of money for, you know, dining out. Now, she feels uneasy again. You know, I did, you know, some jobs for her. And then, you know, she should feel thankful, and then she should buy me, you know, a dinner or a lunch. Why doesn't she, you know, consider me? She has two friends, a wealthy friend and a poor friend. But she treats both friends in a different way. When dealing with a wealthy friend, she takes it for granted to be treated by her because she is rich. And she begrudged against the poor friend because she didn't, the poor friend doesn't treat her well. She has to change herself. She should be thankful when a wealthy, you know, friend, you know, treats her very well. She should be very thankful. And when she deals with her, you know, poor friend, she should, you know, consider her friend, and she should try to, you know, help and serve her more. She prayed, and then she came to understand her friends. And she realized that she, you know, didn't dine out usually. She always, you know, packed a lunchbox, and she saved money. And, you know, her friend, you know, loved to meet, you know, this friend. So in order to buy her lunch, you know, she saved money from her, you know, transportation. Then, yet still, you know, she was, you know, short of like, you know, a dollar or a quarter. So she asked for like a quarter or a dollar. Then she realized, you know, her poor friend, this kind of situation. There is a family gathering, right? So relatives and other family members gather. And usually, you know, among the family members, the wealthier one, you know, takes care of the incident, right? Usually, the wealthy family say, oh, you know what, you know, I'm taking care of all this in the dinner and lunch. Then another family member who is not in a good situation doesn't feel it good. Okay, then, you know what, we will, you know, get even share next time, okay? We will pay, you know, equally. Even though the loving family members gathered together, because they didn't have a heart of goodness, they hurt each other's heart. They should be rather thankful for being able to, you know, pay for, you know, other dinners. Or other members can say, you know, well, thank you for taking care of us, and, you know, thank you for paying us, paying for our dinner or in the lunch. You know, they can, you know, share this kind of conversation, and then out of their thanks, you know, well, right now, you know, I can't, but, you know, next time I'll try to, you know, treat you next time. If you take a look around, and if you are ready to take a loss, fathers, considering other situation, then it is better to, you know, store up goodness, and you can help others much better. You want to take good things first, and you don't want to take a loss. This is the heart of those, you know, those of you, you know, who don't want to sacrifice. Abram had a nephew Lot, but he always yielded to his nephew Lot. Abram, you know, kept on in yielding to his nephew. Some people, you know, yield, always yield to others. But, you know, when others are in a bad situation, you know, they usually think, see, now I kept on, you know, yielding to them, and then they didn't do anything for me. And that's why they were in a bad situation. But Abram was not like that. Genesis 19:29 says, "Thus it came about when God destroyed the cities of the valley, that God remembered Abram and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot lived." You should have the heart like Abraham. You should try to yield to others. You should try to serve others from the depths of your heart. Whenever there is a good seat, whenever there is a good thing, whereas there is a good food, you always yield to others. You always give it to others first. I believe you are doing it right now. You yield to others. You give to others. The problem is, the important thing is not your deed. It is your heart. As you yield to others, you may think, well, my percentage of my measure of faith may go up with this, right? Father God is looking at me. Well, it means in your heart you want to receive more. But you do that kind of, you know, deed of, you know, yielding to increase your measure of faith in your heart. So you should check your heart. Whether you are sacrificing or whether you are yielding to others because you love, you know, others truly. You know, we have, you know, three sisters, right? When there are, you know, two rooms available when we go to vacation, we try to yield the big room to each other. We went to a hairstyle shop. The hairdresser who took care of me was a pretty good one. I realized that she was a good one. So I said, I wanna, you know, please, you know, I want to, you know, be treated by another, you know, hairdresser. Suddenly, Pastor Suddenly already figured out why, you know, I said so. We realized that we tried to yield to each other. I thought, you know, Pastor Suddenly should be treated by the better, you know, hairdresser. Pastor Suddenly told me. She said, she's the one, you know, who can, you know, take care of, you know, hair very well. But I knew, you know, she was very good. So I said, you know, as soon as I sat down, I asked the pastor hairdresser to, you know, treat my, you know, Pastor Sujinli's hair. We grew up like that. Whenever there is a good thing, we try to give that good thing to others. And instead, we try to get, you know, worse one. We grew up like that. Then, you know, Bong Lim Lee, Mrs. Bong Lim Lee, and senior pastor always said, "Do you like that?" And, "Yes, we love to do it like this." We grew up like that. And I believe mommy members are doing it too. I hope that you can do this. You can do the same thing, not only in your family, but also to others as well. You should get rid of the heart of not taking a loss. You should rather try to yield to others. When you take a seat at a table, you should check your heart. Whether, I mean, among the seats, there is a seat, you know, whether you can help others better. Like, you know, close to water or close to order. Some, you know, I didn't, you know, consider that. But one day, my friend said, I told you, I, I'll let you, you know, sit down by the end of the table. And she said, because, you know, I tried to tell you to do many things for us. Well, when my family, you know, goes to a restaurant, we try to sit on the edge of the table. I believe you do the same, right? Well, I should be seated on the head table. No. You yield the head table to others and try to sit down on a seat, you know, you try to take a seat where you can serve others better, right? If you have this kind of heart, how much Father God will be pleased? There are people who can easily, you know, take a loss for material things. But there are people, some people don't try to take a loss of, you know, mental things. When someone, you know, hurts your heart, you should rather think, how much was hurt? How much was he hurt? Why did he misunderstand me? For what reason? Instead of, you know, considering others' heart like that, you rather ignore them or try to judge him. Then you don't take a loss. If you cannot remember the people that you hate, then you fall into either these, you know, two cases. First of all, you came into spirit and you have nobody to hate. Or you erase the heart of hating people. I mean, you hate someone, but you try to forget the feeling. I heard, you know, Mrs. Bonglin Lee prayed for a member. Please help him silently avoid a situation or silence his mouth. Mrs. Bonglin Lee was praying for him so that, you know, he could, you know, extend his heart even to those who hurt his heart, instead of, you know, keep silence. In your family, someone's hurt your heart. When your heart is hurt, then you have to pray to get rid of that heart, and you have to pray for your member. Someone got the role of, you know, guiding, you know, newcomers to a seat, and she was, you know, putting on a beautiful dress. And the husband said, "You only put on a good dress when you go to church, right?" And then she said, "Do I look so beautiful? Next time, whenever I go to your mother's house, you know, I will try to, you know, put on this beautiful dress too." Of course, her husband was touched. You always try to serve others, yield others, and try to, you know, console others' heart. Okay? If you have a heart of sacrifice, even when someone hurts your heart, you try to understand. You understand others' heart, and you wait until his, you know, heart of, you know, poking others can be, you know, healed. Or instead of, you know, avoiding situation, you should extend your hands and console the hurt heart of others. In order to sacrifice yourself perfectly for storing of goodness, second, you shouldn't count what you sacrifice. You pile up your goodness. You yield to others. You concede others. And you do something that is good in the sight of God. But if you want to be praised, if you want something in return, then it is not true service. It is not true goodness. Peter said, is it okay to, you know, forgive, you know, others 7 times? But our Lord said, you should forgive 70 times 7. It's like 490 times, right? Well, then you have to count, right? Okay, I have to forgive him 1, 2, 3 times, 4 times, 489, 490. Okay, no, you don't forgive him 491 times? No. You keep on forgive them. Many people, you know, try so hard, sacrifice themselves and yield to others to pile up goodness and to come into spirit. But you think to yourself, well, I piled up goodness like this. Now how much my faith was increased? You should check whether you have this kind of heart or not. There was a Levite worker. And he said, he didn't want to get the salary. So Pastor Sunil told me to meet the Levite worker. So I asked her questions. And how could you manage your life? And she said, my family is helping me, so I don't have any problem. But you have to give, tithe, and you have to manage your everyday life. And with that heart, you can give offerings, you can give offerings, you can help others, right? Why don't you do that? Pastor Sujinli said so, and conveyed the message. And she said, Pastor, my measure of faith is very low. I thought, my measure of faith may be, may go up if I do like this, if I sacrifice myself like that. Well, many members may have this kind of heart. If you have truly, if you really wish to sacrifice yourself, you shouldn't count what you sacrifice. Father God's love is so great, and the shepherd's love and the Lord's love is so great. If you think of the love of Father God and of the Lord and of the shepherd, you should be rather thankful for the love that you received, and you must try hard to resemble Father God and the Lord and the Shepherd. After someone got the note of his measure of faith, she cries. Whatever, I talked to her about something, and she says I cannot stop crying, because I think of the love that Father God gave to me. Her measure of faith is 50% of the third level of faith. She insisted her own idea to others, but in her depths of heart, she loves the Father God and the Shepherd. Now, I can see, many others are treating her differently. She is, insisting herself all the time, but she got 50%. Well, maybe her, heart is good to eyes of God. Others said, well, Father God recognized, her good heart. What is it? And they tried to find what is it that Father God is pleased with. And she said, she told me that, I found what is different. When someone doesn't come to prayer, I thought to myself, why doesn't she come to prayer? She should come to prayer. But you know what? She, who reached the 50%, always prayed for others who didn't come to a prayer meeting. She prayed for those people. I didn't know. We didn't know. But Father God knew her heart. Even though, she seemed to insist herself, in the depths of her heart, she loved her members, parish members, and family members. And she always prayed for them. And Father God loved her, did. And then after she got that, the note of the measure of faith, she completely changed. She was full of love in her heart. But once she realized that Father God remembered her, she completely changed. And she doesn't insist herself anymore. And she lives her life with tears. You know, not only that, in the deaconesses, you know, many of you feel so grateful for the fact that you know, Father God remembers you, and you confess your love for God with tears, right? A senior pastor said that you can get rid of those things with the love for Father God. Loving God and getting rid of evil attributes. Among these two things, loving God is the first. You love God first, and so you can get rid of those evil attributes. Then, if you love God, you try to resemble Father God and the Lord and the Shepherd. You will consider, you will study that. Those who are men of the Holy Spirit walk with God. Senior Pastor said, there is a police officer. Police officer protects you. But police officer sometimes escorts someone. When I heard it, you know, I realized the big thing. Father God, if I come to Holy Spirit, Father God will escort me. Father God will walk with me just as, you know, a police officer, you know, and escorts me all the time. If I reach the Holy Spirit, so how beautiful it is. I now realize what it is to walk with God. And I'm, you know, I make a great effort to fill my measure of faith. Since you love God from the depths of your heart, you try to do things that can please Father God, then you naturally distance yourself from the world. And this is the right order. This is the easiest way to enjoy in the casting of the world from your heart. If you love someone in a spiritual way, you know, you love to give to others. If you love God, then it is so fun to get rid of what Father God hates. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14 says, let all that you do be done in love. Matthew 6, verse 3 and 4, our Lord said, but when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. In last Sunday, there was a musical, right? You know, a sister was, you know, doing a goodness, and then she said, you know, I piled up goodness this much. And then the one said, then, that you are letting your left hand know, you know, what, you know, your right hand does, right? You have to ask yourself whether you are doing goodness to reveal yourself to others. If you feel sorry after you give to someone, then it is not unconditional love. You should rather still give to others everything. True give is to give without changing. Senior pastor once mentioned that he has never regretted after he gave to people. Even though those whom senior pastor helped and supported betrayed him, senior pastor never regretted. I myself regretted when people betrayed me after, even though I helped them quite a lot. The senior pastor mentioned this because he is able to say so because he has, you know, helped people without changing of his heart. After I heard that, you know, I should rather, you know, help others with the heart of, you know, wishing for those people to change later on with the goodness. I should not change that kind of heart. then I will not regret, just as a pastor does not regret. Our Lord said in Matthew 6, verse 2, "So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full." Those, you know, if you want to sacrifice yourself, first you have to take a loss, and you have the heart of yielding others first. And you should not count what you sacrifice, even though you keep on sacrificing yourself. You give once, twice, three times, four times, five, and the other doesn't say thank you. Then what kind of heart did you have? Proverbs 15, verse 3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil and the good." Even though you take a loss right now, you should do goodness. Even though there is no benefit for you, you should do goodness, because Father God is watching over you. Father God watches over you in secret, and He doesn't miss the sacrifice that you made. And Father God repays you. Every deed, every goodness, every aid, Father God has never missed it. And Father God is rewarding Him 100 times. Father God always takes the side of the people of goodness. So you should never look for a way to benefit yourself, but you have to depend on Father God. Then Father God is searching for such people. Are you disheartened when people don't recognize you, even though you give to others like that? Well, change your heart. Father God is searching for people who don't try to be recognized even after they give out to people. Well, a farmer planted a seed, and he is curious whether it's growing up well. So he dig up the ground, then the seed cannot sprout. There will be no fruit. Don't try to count your fervor and sacrifice. That's not true goodness. If you make, fleshly sacrifice, even after your sacrifice, you have the words of, complaints with your lips. When people don't recognize you, when people don't, praise you, you easily become sorry. And you easily become, grudged. Moreover, you judge others, you condemn others. You want to be recognized by others. And when people recognize you, your disheartened heart melts away. When people praise you, that such ill feelings goes away. Then it is a heart of arrogance. It is the heart of flesh. You have to get rid of it. You should check whether you have such arrogance in your heart. The perfect sacrifice is to do something whether you are recognized or not. You should pile up goodness instead of piling up complaints. Even though you pile up goodness, if you complain with your lips, you are destroying the goodness that you piled up. People are easy to remember the goodness that they piled up, but it is not easy to remember whether it is destroyed. You have to do your job. You have to store up goodness, even though others don't recognize you. That is true sacrifice. You sacrifice yourself, but you are pointed and you are rebuked by others. Then you should be thankful. Thank you. Thank you for pointing me. I will change myself. But if you remember what you did good and think, well, she doesn't recognize what I did good, and become disheartened? It means you did something in a wish to receive something in return. You should walk your way without counting, without showing off yourself. Last Sunday, Pastor, you know, Dr. Esther Chung said, talk about, you know, two cows, about, you know, going to, you know, a Beth Shemesh. There was, in you know, a hillside road, but, you know, those cows, you know, were walking toward Beth, you know, Beth Shemesh because of the original voice. Now, senior pastor gave out the original voice, so we can sacrifice ourselves in silence. Even though we are not recognized, even though we are not praised, we can do just like those two cows, those who moved to, you know, Beth Shemesh. Among those, you know, who sacrifice themselves and who take loss, they draw a line of the limit. And if they reach the line, yet, you know, people don't recognize what they do, and they become disheartened. Let's say Darian is a new member. So you, you know, help the new member and serve the new member. So the new member and the faith got increased. Now you move to another new member and served. Now, the existing new member, you know, got, you know, ill feelings. You used to, you know, help me a lot, but now you don't. Now, you have to ask yourself, well, I helped him, you know, before, but, you know, because, you know, he can do his job well, now I move to another one, another new person, and then he doesn't thankful for helping me before. If you remember what you did for the new member before, then you are not making perfect sacrifice. You are counting what you did. You are trying to be recognized by others. That's why you have that kind of thought. This is not true sacrifice. You should do what you have to do, even though others don't recognize you. You shouldn't boast of yourself. You shouldn't show off yourself. Those who do their duty in silence are not easily recognized by others. But Father God knows. And their level of faith increases. Well, I think, you know, he didn't do a good job, but his level of faith is good. Then I told him, you have to go to him and learn from him. Ask him what kind of goodness he piled up. You should know how much, you know, how much tears, you know, he prayed with. Didn't you see that? Learn from him. I once, you know, told him like that. Now, those who, you know, who show themselves off can be easily spotted and recognized. But those who have a humble heart, no, they don't show off themselves. They do their job in secret. But Father God knows those people. And Father God counts what they do and pay them back. So you have to pile up goodness like that. Think of Joseph, who piled up goodness even in prison. Even though he was in prison, even though he was not recognized by others, he didn't think of those old days when he was put on a good dress. He was recognized by his master, Potiphar. He became the master who managed in the entire Potiphar's house. But he was wrongfully accused and he went to prison. But Joseph continued to do goodness in the prison. He humbled himself and he served others. He didn't draw a line of limit. He continued to pile up goodness. Even though others, you know, keep asking, he continued to give. You should do the same.
희생하는 것을 셈하지 않는 마음은 내가 없고 오직 상대만 있는 것입니다. 내가 얼만큼을 했는가가 중요한 것이 아니라
When you don't count to your sacrifice, you shouldn't think of yourself. You should think only others. How much you did doesn't matter. What matters is whether you did, whether what you did was necessary for others. There are people who are piling up goodness, but their goodness is not necessary for others. What others truly need is not a piece of bread or not a piece of cake. You give out cup of coffee. But what others want is not bread or coffee. They'd rather want to receive the word of respect from you. But you ignore that, and you rather concentrate on giving bread to others. Then that is not perfect. You should not satisfy your heart. Well, now I asked those in the broadcasting room to show you those in the musical that we saw last Sunday. Now they will play it once again and try to see how it was. Did you do your job well? Sister, well, next time I will do job so that I can satisfy you. Okay, thank you. Please do so. What did you feel? Now she wants to change herself. Now later on she said that, you don't need to, do chores. You can go to, Daniel prayer meeting. You can do it tomorrow. But inside her heart, she doesn't consider herself truly. She says so because she has to pile up goodness to increase her level of faith. What if she said, I do the chores for you because you did a good job? Then, what? It will be better, right? So you have to ask yourself. Well, how much you did is important. It is important. But more important thing is whether your sacrifice helped others or not. So, what you need to give to others is not your satisfaction, but your consideration. A mother cooks. She, forced her daughter to eat 3 meals a day. And there are many, many, sad dishes. These big rice bowls, there are many, many side dishes. The people will say, we have a party. And then her mother said, I prepare all those dishes for my daughter, and why don't you be thankful? But, her daughter doesn't like it. Meat and noodles and... Well, but she doesn't like it. She wants to have a very, very, simple meal. Even though, her mother was doing, she thinks, she was doing good jobs for her daughter, but, her daughter didn't like it. The mother says, she is doing goodness for her daughter. I'm doing only goodness for my daughter. The mother should ask herself, how much, her daughter was suffering because of the heartburns and stuff, because she eats too much. She, her mother, has to, consider her daughter's, situation, right? You shouldn't do things for your satisfaction. You should do things for others. My mother, when she cooks, she used to cook 5 or 7 side dishes. then we usually say, wow, these are all the dishes that I like. Because she cooks side dishes that you know, her husband and her daughters love. A wife told me that my husband comes late these days. I think he has an affair. Then when she told me so, in a vision, there was no side dish that her husband loves. So I told her to cook a side dish that her husband loves. Then later I asked her, what happened? And she said, you know what? My husband comes right after work. And after the dinner, her husband plays with the children. You should know. She always, cooks dishes for her children. She didn't consider her husband. But later on, she understood her husband. And instead, at the same time she cooks for his children, she also prepared dishes for her husband too. Then it changed her husband. One word from your lips, one action can change others. Now I went to her family, and then she put a new wallpaper. Well, you got a new wallpaper. She enjoyed giving the words of goodness to others. As I said so, and the husband said, that's right. Well, she had to discuss it with me, but she did it without discussion. The next time, right after that, she said, I'm sorry, I didn't ask your opinion, but next time I will ask your opinion. It touched her husband's heart. And then her husband received grace in the service. You prepare your dish. You set the table. But if you speak a word of, illness at the table, then it can hurt others. The material or time is not important. The more important thing is your heart contained in it. Senior pastor gives scholarship or the gift certificate to others. The senior pastor always emphasizes that it is the heart of the shepherd to console the hurt heart of those students. And the students realized, students came to feel the love of the shepherd. And they changed into good students who study well and who behave well. They collected, they saved those gift certificates, and they bought and the gifts for her mother and for her father. And they confessed that with the gift certificate that the senior pastor gave me, I bought this gift for you. Through their word, their family, their husband, their mother and father also got touched. Since those students felt the love of the shepherd, they also changed. When you sacrifice yourself, you do have to do it with the heart of considering others in the depths of your heart. Only it can change others' heart too. True sacrifice is to plant faith that can change others, that can solve others' problem. When there is a member in your group who can sacrifice, then the entire mission or group can be easily filled with the Spirit. And the sister Hyunjin Kim said, I'll do it, I'll do it. The entire office became in good mood. They tried to serve others. They tried to serve each other, right? You and I shouldn't count what we do. We should try to do more for others from the depths of heart. The perfect sacrifice in order to store of goodness is the sacrifice without knowing that you are sacrificing. We receive this kind of sacrifice. A pastor was doing a conversation, but someone was kind of very rude. But this pastor didn't think, you know, that member was rude. But you know what? Who were in the same room, you know, felt, you know, he was rude. And then they rebuked the member, you know. You shouldn't be rude before the pastor like that. And then she later, you know, came to the pastor. And then, I'm sorry, I was rude to you. And the pastor said, well, I didn't feel you're rude. I just thought you couldn't, you know, concentrate on what I'm saying. The pastor didn't have a heart of, you know, point the members. He rather, you know, tried to help the others. When senior pastor gives aid to family, when the family comes to be in peace, you know, senior pastor rejoices with it. When those in the family, the senior pastor gives, you know, aid to become, you know, evangelized and be in good, you know, peace, you know, senior pastor rejoices. He always consider those, you know, families, and he always, think of those families, whether they are in a good condition or not. And, you know, when they have, you know, the fortune, or when they experience good things, and the senior pastor also rejoices. I'd like to ask you whether you have the same heart. There are some members who envy others when, you know, they are not, you know, receive aid, but other families receive aid. Senior pastor does not put meaning in his aid, but he doesn't do so. He always wants to, you know, see the family that he is giving aid to receive God's blessing. He doesn't put meaning into his aid itself. When we help out poor people, when we extended our hearts to others, and when, but others, you know, gossiped about us, and then when they judged us and condemned us, then what, and then how would you feel? You remember your aid, so you got disappointed or disheartened. But senior pastor is not like that. Senior pastor has never said, you know, you didn't understand my heart. He tried to understand those, you know, who judged and condemned. He gives and gives. He loves to give offerings for world mission, GCN broadcasting. He does many things. He gives many things. He still says, I'll take care of the church finance. Senior pastor has never asked you to take care of the church finance when he goes to the mountain prayer. Even in the mountains, you know, he prays before God and to take care of the church finance as a senior pastor of this church. He doesn't count what he has done for Father God's kingdom. He always think of what he can do more for Father God's kingdom. We receive this kind of unconditional love from Father God and from the Lord. Father God doesn't ask something in return. Our Lord sacrificed himself, but he didn't recognize whether he was sacrificing himself for us. When a candle shines, it doesn't care for its body being melted. Until it's completely gone, it shines the light and it disappears. Our Father God gives us that kind of love. So does our Lord. The crucifixion of our Lord was too cruel. Last Easter, performance, we saw, you know, how hardly our Lord was scourged and crucified on the cross. It was beyond description. As we saw him, we felt so hurt in our heart, and we felt so graceful in our heart. We realized that, you know, for us, our Lord took all that kind of, you know, sufferings. He took the throne, he took the crown of thorns, but he didn't think of his suffering. He didn't say, you know, it hurts too much. He rather said, you know, seven words to help us look back on ourselves. He worried about the heart of our Father God. Our Lord sacrificed himself like that. And our Father God knew our Lord's heart. Our Lord spent 33 years for the souls. He took the cross. But he never thought himself, and he never thought of his suffering. He always thought of souls who would change. And he also thought of Father God, who had to turn his face away. But our Father God felt all the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ. And our Lord knew that. And he thought of Father God's such a heart. He shed tears for the Israelites while he was walking the way of suffering. And he took the cross for us. We received such love. You and I received such love. Sin and evil rampant in this world. But we met Senior Pastor who lived his life only with the love for Father God and with prayers. Senior Pastor interpreted the word of God and he did only for Father God and for the souls and for you. And he sacrificed himself. Every time, we felt love of Father God, and we understood the will of God. But in last 2010, 2011, 2012, in this year, when we saw the love of the shepherd, we asked ourselves, what kind of love is this? Even though people judged him and condemned him, Senior Pastor said, I don't judge you. I don't condemn you. I don't point you. Don't be nervous. And then he explained everything. And he explained everything. He worried about whether souls can be stumbled when he points out, you know, whatever they did before. But he rather, you know, prayed to Father God with tears and hung on to God. You know, you may think, you know, he may pile up all those letters and just, you know, pray for once. But the senior pastor didn't do so. He read all those letters and prayed one for one. Through that love, we felt the love of God. He didn't consider his situation. He considered other situation. And he gave us the grace of receiving 3 months of period from Father God. We thought only the special people can go to New Jerusalem. But as we bypass, as we go through, I mean, as we, you know, as we are going through 2010, 2011, 2012, and this year, we now came to have hope to go to New Jerusalem. Deacon Yong Lee and Ronya Son sang the song, The Reason that We Should Go to New Jerusalem. I was so touched. Many of you confessed that the wall of sin that I piled up destroyed. And, you know, gratitude and joy, you know, comes to my heart. After senior pastor gave out the original voice, many people make this kind of confession. They feel so refreshed. Many people say so. But there are people who are in the entry level of third level faith. I was surprised. I met that. And you didn't stop praying, but you piled up goodness. But you are in the entry level of goodness. And she said, I judged and condemned. But I was so sorry, so I didn't write a letter of repentance. I was surprised. If she had believed that, you know, her wall could be destroyed because of, you know, senior pastor's prayer, she should be able to, you know, write a letter of repentance to senior pastor. Then the senior pastor gave out the original voice, and her wall of sin could be destroyed. The deep love of Father God went toward us, and the suffering of our Lord led us to the way of salvation. And the sacrifice of our shepherd gave us a hope for New Jerusalem. We should make that kind of sacrifice too. We witnessed the sacrifice of our shepherd. He prayed, how can he help others? How can he help us to break down the wall of sin? And he sacrificed himself. We should do the same. He knew it is not easy to pay for justice, but he did it. And he asked us to pay him back. Do you remember how he looked when he delivered the message? He did all his strength when he delivered messages. He prays in the mountain with all his heart and mind. Senior pastor prayed with all his heart at the end of our special prayer meeting. He gave us hope again that we can go to New Jerusalem too. He said his sacrifice opened the way for us to come to Rock of Faith in Spirit and Holy Spirit. He said, if we love God, we can make it. We have to engrave the sacrifice of Father God and the Lord and Shepherd into our heart. Our Lord went the way of sacrifice. Our Shepherd went the way of sacrifice. And our Father God knows this. And our Father God walks with them. Our Father God, let our Lord walk the way of sacrifice. Our shepherds only lives by the word of God. And our senior pastor stopped the sword of punishment. And when our shepherd begged, Father God let him do so. Why? Because Father God knew that our shepherd would make the sacrifice to open a way for us to come to Rock of Faith in Spirit and Holy Spirit. Father God is walking the way of sacrifice with them. Our Lord took the cross together with the Lord. And Father God says, He loves us. I love you. So please, love me too. So our shepherd tells us to cast off sin and evil out of love for Father God. Our shepherd tells us to sacrifice ourselves As we witness this sacrifice, even though blood came out from his nose, he considers others' heart. Those who witness senior pastor cannot but love senior pastor and follow his way. He couldn't see well. He suffered from compulsion. He sacrificed himself. He didn't say, I am sacrificing myself for you. You know, if, you know, he made that sacrifice to show off himself, he must, you know, I mean, he should, you know, show, he must, I mean, he should show himself to us, right? Before he comes to church, he says, you know, I worry about, you know, our congregation, whether I, you know, don't see well. Sometimes, you know, I have, you know, a scar on my face. No, I found those scars because he scratched himself. But, you know, in a distance, and I cannot see your scar. But senior pastor says, oh, really? Okay. What he worried about is, you know, for you, and whether you worry about his face, that's what he worried about. Instead of, you know, saying, because of you, I sacrificed myself and I scratched myself. I said, don't say like that. We are so thankful. Yet still, senior pastor worries about our congregation. He doesn't think of his sacrifice. He only thinks of brothers and sisters in the church. We are the subject of his love. We have to engrave that love and sacrifice in our heart. We have to resemble and how to pile up goodness before Father God. We should take joy from it. If you try to imitate him to increase your level of faith, it cannot be done easily. When Pastor Heejin Lee said, you know, he received the word of God 5 times to give us the our measure of faith, and I worried about her. She didn't sleep well to receive the measure of faith for those members. Once, twice, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. She received the word from God. And she was so desperate. I think of her like that. The senior pastor said, you know, he would, you know, separate the spirits from, you know, our members, so that, you know, that they can see those in the spiritual realm. And the pastor Heejin Lee will be in charge of, you know, those in the separation. In order to be like that, you know, she has to pray. She has to pray over and over again. More than 9 hours she prays a day. But she feels sorry not being able to pray more, not being able to do more for Father God's kingdom. She humbles herself like that. And she piled up her prayers like that. That's why whenever in a senior pastor wants, whenever she wants, she can receive revelation from Father God, understanding Father God's heart. And she, you know, interprets the messages for us. Even though she received the gift thanks to senior pastor, I remembered how much, you know, she has prayed to Father God, and what kind of desperate heart she had. You should remember there are people who made that kind of sacrifice. As we listen to those in the forefathers of faith and their love, it becomes our hope. We made decision to walk their way. We think their unconditional love, their sacrifice others, can become ours too. Remember and do the love of Father God in our lives, and remember the will of God and the will of the shepherd. It's very important. Pastor Hee-sun Lee came back from Europe. She is very busy. She goes to branch churches, and not only in this country, but also to other countries. But she sacrificed herself to wake up the souls, not only in this country, but in other country. I got news from in other country. And then last Friday, you know, we had a great time, right? In the second half of the Friday online service. But she went to, you know, brain churches. And then she prays with the power and the praise team with all her heart. And whenever she met, members of the brain churches, she, you know, delivered the heart of the shepherd. But she never, you know, shows off what she does. She just piles up her goodness before God. Pastor Dong Chul Shin led our Daniel prayer meeting for the last 3 days. And we felt how much, you know, senior pastor tried to deliver the heart of our Father God and of the shepherd to us. With all his heart, he prayed for us. And he tried to share the love of God and love of the Lord and love of the shepherd. He said, "It is love. This is love. If you love, you can do it." He said again and again. In order to find the spiritual meaning, the correct spiritual meaning, he becomes desperate to interpret the word of God. He has done it for the last 17 years. And he said he's just doing his job. What about Mrs. Bong-un Lee's prayer? You remember how she prayed, right? She led the morning prayer meeting, and an afternoon prayer meeting, and Daniel prayer meeting. You saw in her, and the neck was covered with scarf, right? I found her always praying for others. She prays for others again and again. We experience and we witness such love of sacrifice, not only from senior pastor, but from others too. As I watch, you know, Pastor Su-jin Lee, you know, she, you know, managed a new application for, you know, checking our members, you know, absence. But now, you know, there is a good application to check our members in the absence. You know, at the end of the service, we can see, you know, who was absent, who came to, who attended what services. And we make a visit to those people who were absent. And she is desperate to check those, you know, people who were absent for the service. And she checks, you know who was absent in the services. And such a her heart was conveyed to, you know, our pastors. And our pastors, understanding Pastor Su-jin Lee's heart, you know, visit those members who were absent. "No, if I miss you, I will come back again." And later on, those members who were absent came back with a thank you note. Pastors, you know, visited those members in a couple of times. Pastors, you know, even met those, you know, people on their way to, you know, dinner or lunch after they missed the members. Pastors were, you know, trying to, you know, make a visit to their members who didn't want to come to church. They opened the ways of those members. And, you know, our pastor said, you know, I made a visit to the 10 members and then 8 of them, you know, come to our church. They are now obeying now. Until it happened, Pastor Sujinli tried to, you know, her best. Pastor Sujinli did her best to make it come true. And many, you know, district leaders are so thankful because, you know, our pastors are making the visits to our members, even through a phone. And they said that they are so happy because, you know, those, you know, long absent, you know, members are finally coming to church. They think of senior pastor and they think of their will, in the senior pastor's will, and they make a visit, or member, their members, with the heart of the shepherd. And they don't say, they don't show off themselves. They only think of the shepherd. And they cry for shepherds and for the souls. Their sweat and their tears mix together when they pray. Because they think of senior pastor's prayer. They don't realize whether they are sacrificing. They feel, whenever they feel the love of God, the love of the Lord and the love of the shepherd, they walk their way doing their job. Now, we have to walk our way with power of love and sacrifice. As we witness senior pastor and the people of Holy Spirit, and remembering Father God's love and the goodness of the forefathers and their sacrifice, we now realize our way is not narrow, is not difficult. Let's think of the message and pray together. Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hands on the sick part of your body. If you don't have, if you're not sick, please lay your hands on your chest for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all the believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works transcending space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, through satellites and the internet, in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints and nerves and tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria, contagious diseases such as cold, flu, fever, go away. Father, protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high, low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart disease, lung disease, women diseases, thyroid diseases, and inflammations. Go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. You get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see. Let the deaf come to hear. Let the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns, heat and burning sensation. Go away. Father, let there be any scar left. Let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves and tissues and cells be regenerated. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air and their forces, go away, and their servants also go away. Go away, you evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits, and alienating spirits. Go away. Loosen the bones of wickedness. You darkness, go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life throughout this week without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect your children, family, workplace, and business. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor to study hard. Keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they do, let them do it all for the glory of God. I met God, I experienced God, and I received His answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.